Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Death Notice from the Odessa American. Patsy Barcheers, 87, of Liberty Hill, died Sunday, August 15th in Liberty Hill. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. August 19th at Sunset Funeral Home. Arrangements are by Ramsey Funeral Home and Crematorium of Georgetown, Texas. Death notices from the OA for Tuesday. Raymond Howard Randall, 77, of Midland, died Monday, August 8th in Midland. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland. Rafael P. Saucedo, 82, died Thursday, August 11th in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. Running Series celebrates 13 years. 5-week race to help children maintain active, healthy lifestyle. Healthy Kids Running Series, a national, inclusive, and fun youth running experience, inspiring boys and girls ages 2 to 14 to believe in themselves and lead an active, healthy lifestyle, is conducting a 5-week in-person fall running series featuring once-a-week racing at Grafa Park. Beginning at 4 p.m. on October 16th, registration is now open. These races are kid-focused, with the ultimate goal of teaching children how to be active and healthy while creating meaningful relationships within our community. Healthy Kids Running Series is a 5-week program with once-a-week races on Sundays, beginning October 16th, with age-appropriate race distances. Kids compete each week in their designated age or grade-level division. Every participant will receive a t-shirt and medal. Registration starts at $40 for the 5-week series and is open now at healthykidsrunningseries.org. Healthy Kids Running Series programming is supported by Stride Right, Midland Health, The Little Gym, Yucca Learning, Midland Athletic Company, Natural Grocers, Alicia May Images, Fit for Moms, and Card My Yard. Quote, it's a safe, healthy environment for kids to become interested in running and realize how fun being active in any way really can be, end quote, said Tamara Conan, Vice President of Healthy Kids Running Series. Quote, during the pandemic, we created an interactive guide, which is included in the series registration now. This interactive guide is about stretching, healthy eating, mental health, physical activity, and the proper formation of how to run. Quote, now more than ever, learning how important being active is and being outside is essential. It's a prescription in itself. We want to create this overall healthy lifestyle for all of our runners, end quote. Healthy Kids Running Series impacts more than 60,000 youth runners in 300-plus communities across the United States. We are grateful to be able to provide programming for so many kiddos across the country. Healthy Kids Running Series engages communities and families by providing an inclusive youth running experience, inspiring kids to believe in themselves and lead active, healthy lifestyles. Midland Health, LifeSpring, to partner to deliver quality home health services. Midland Health and LifeSpring Home Care and Hospice have partnered to bring the community Midland Health at Home. Calvert Home Health, an affiliate of LifeSpring Home Care and Hospice, will join Midland Health to create a seamless home health delivery of care model that is one of its kind in the Permian Basin. Quote, the partnership to bring our residents Midland Health at Home solidifies our commitment to expanding the continuum of care for our patients, end quote, said Stephen Bowerman, president of Midland Health. Quote, doing this alongside LifeSpring Home Care and Hospice capitalizes on the experience they bring to the table with the ability for us to have oversight on the care provided, end quote. Quote, we are delighted that Calvert Home Health, an affiliate of LifeSpring Home Care and Hospice, has entered into a partnership with Midland Health to provide superior quality home-based nursing, therapy, and other home health services, end quote, said Karen Valberg, CEO of LifeSpring. Quote, we believe in Midland Health's commitment to extend health services far beyond their hospital walls and support the health of the community from the most desired setting of care, a person's own home, end quote. Midland Health at Home will offer a full range of home health services, including nursing care, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, home health aid, and social work services to help connect patients with resources. The mission of the agency is to help patients remain in their homes near their families for as long as they choose to do so, and to support the health of communities through the provision of home-based care in this most cost-effective and desirable setting. For more information regarding the services provided, contact 432-218-7996. MC Pinning Ceremonies. Nursing students continued tradition dating back to 1860. A group of hardworking Midland College students have completed their training to become licensed vocational nurses. Nursing faculty pinned graduates of the MC Vocational Nursing Class of 2022 at a ceremony on August 12th in the Allison Fine Arts Building, Wagner and Brown Auditorium. The pinning ceremony is a tradition for nursing schools, marking the transition to nursing practice. The tradition of pinning began in 1860 when Florence Nightingale was awarded the Red Cross of St. George by Queen Victoria for her service in the Crimean War. Nightingale shared this honor with her nursing school students by giving each graduate a badge. By 1916, the pinning ceremony became an established tradition of nursing schools. Midland College August 2022 vocational nursing graduates are Wendy Anderson, Elena Calderon, Kelsey Campbell, Maria Casas, Kimberly Churio Herrera, Caitlin Cortez, Erica Cruz, Tamron Cyphers, Crystal Doherty, Diana Del Angel, Leslie Fierro, Ann Morica Fuentes, Sabina Galindo, Robert Hernandez, Leticia Lopez, Jacqueline Madrid, Duana Martin, Angela Miller, Amber Navarro, Maurice Pacheco, Collar Pulliam, Annabelle Rivas, Amanda Rodriguez, Naba Roman, Ashley Stedman, and Amanda Valdez. Quote, "We are extremely proud of these graduates," end quote, said Brooke Fouch, MC Department Chair of Vocational Nursing. Quote, "During this past year, they have worked hard to achieve their passion of becoming professionals in the healthcare industry. It is a beautiful thing when that passion can be combined with a rewarding career." CNA phlebotomy students also earn pins. Family and friends joined Midland College students who completed the Certified Nurse Aid and Phlebotomy programs during a special ceremony as they received pins signifying their transition from student to healthcare professional. The ceremony and reception, co-hosted by Midland College and Midland Memorial Hospital, were held at the Midland College Advanced Technology Center on August 11th. These students are now ready to assume entry-level positions as certified nurse aides and phlebotomists in the Permian Basin's healthcare industry. Commentary: experience positive benefits of being alone. As a counselor, I hear many clients talking about not being able to be alone. They are not talking about being alone in a car driving someplace. They say, quote, "Well, I can't go to a movie alone. I can't go out to eat alone. I'll look stupid. Or I've got to have someone to be with on the weekend, or I'm a loser. No friends. No one likes me. No one invites me to anything. I hate to be alone. I'm afraid. I just can't do it. I feel too lonely," end quote. Lonely is a feeling. Alone is a situation, and there's a vast difference in the two terms. Some people feel alone even when they are with a group, because there is no real connection to anyone around them. Culturally, we are programmed to be with family and friends, to have many friends. How many friends do you have on Facebook? Does a high number make you feel better about yourself? We are encouraged to be social, to be part of the community. People wonder about a person who chooses to be alone some of the time. What is so scary about being by yourself? Will you have to think about something, perhaps something you need to do? Do you compare yourself to others? Are your thoughts about yourself positive or negative? You can control the direction of your thoughts as well as control your feelings. You can intentionally make time to be alone to examine goals you have for your life or to assess your character. Are you the person that you want to be? You can have the uninterrupted time for introspection or to be creative. Time to think and to clarify your feelings. Reasoning through your thoughts can lead to a greater self-understanding. Here are some ways to have quality time alone. Develop a workout routine. Develop a new hobby. Practice self-reflection. Be bold and try new things. Be with your furry friends in nature. Put yourself first and live in the moment. Not yesterday nor tomorrow, but in the moment of, quote, right now, end quote. If you have this fear or need help with issues in your life that seem to be out of control, there are counselors at Samaritan Counseling Center that are available to help you. Call 432-563-4144 to schedule an appointment. FDA moves to make OTC hearing aids available. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday moved to make hearing aids cheaper and more easily available to consumers to buy over-the-counter or online without a prescription or medical exam, a long-awaited goal for nearly 30 million consumers. Quote, as early as mid-October, Americans will be able to purchase more affordable hearing aids over-the-counter at pharmacies and stores across the country, end quote, President Joe Biden said in a statement Tuesday. Quote, this action makes good on my commitment to lower costs for American families, delivering nearly $3,000 in savings to American families for a pair of hearing aids, and giving people more choices to improve their health and well-being, end quote. The president called on the FDA to make hearing aids available over-the-counter last year in his Promoting Competition in the American Economy executive order to lower costs and increase competition in certain industries. The new regulations will create a new category of hearing aids that supersede state-level regulations, requiring patients to visit physicians or audiologists to get prescriptions and fittings. The devices will be available for individuals 18 and older with mild to moderate hearing loss at pharmacies, stores, and online. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, a co-sponsor of the Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act, praised the decision on Twitter and credited Biden with moving the issue forward after it stalled at FDA. Quote, it took years of hard work, but I'm glad that millions of Americans, many of whom aren't using hearing aids because they are too expensive, will soon be able to buy safe and affordable hearing aids over the counter, end quote, she tweeted. Quote, this is what it looks like when government works for working people, end quote. The change is expected to significantly benefit older adults, individuals who are most likely to experience hearing loss and to be on a fixed income, as well as those in poor and rural communities that have fewer audiologists. The move comes more than 4 years after Congress ordered the FDA to craft regulations for over-the-counter devices. Quote, this rule is expected to help us achieve quality, affordable health care access for millions of Americans in need, end quote, said Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. Quote, today's action by the FDA represents a significant milestone in making hearing aids more cost-effective and accessible, end quote. Vice President Kamala Harris said the rule would reduce the cost of hearing aids by hundreds and even thousands of dollars. Quote, every American has the right to receive affordable health care, end quote, she said in a statement Tuesday. Quote, today our administration has taken another step forward in our fight to protect that right, end quote. A study published in Social Science and Medicine in 2019 found that the counties with the largest number of older adults with hearing loss often had fewer available audiologists, in part because the doctors tend to practice in younger, wealthier urban areas. Tinnitus afflicts about 749 million people worldwide. Tinnitus, commonly described as ringing in the ears, affects about 749 million people worldwide, according to research in the journal JAMA Neurology, and based on about five decades of data. Not a disease, but rather a symptom of an underlying health condition. Tinnitus is the perception of a constant or intermittent sound in one or both ears when there is no external source for the sound. Other than ringing, some people describe it as a clicking, hissing, buzzing, or whistling sound. The American Tinnitus Association, however, says that tinnitus can be a symptom of roughly 200 different health problems, including a blocked ear canal, head or neck injury, a sinus infection, certain medications, a host of diseases and medical conditions, as well as hearing loss from prolonged exposure to loud noise or age-related hearing loss. Also, some people develop tinnitus for no obvious reason, according to the National Institutes of Health. The researchers found little difference by sex in the prevalence of tinnitus, but its occurrence did increase with age, affecting 10% of young adults, 14% of those middle age, and 24% of those 65 and older.
From the Odessa American, Monday, August 15th. Does Medicare pay for diabetic supplies? By Tony King. Dear Tony, I am diabetic and I order my diabetic supplies from a mail order program through my employer benefits. Recently, I have been laid off and had to enroll in Medicare. How do I receive my diabetic supplies? Because I received a letter stating my supplier will no longer be covered by Medicare because it is not a competitive bidding supplier. Does this mean that if I continue with my current supplier, Medicare will stop paying for my diabetic supplies? Please explain. Sylvia, Memphis, Tennessee. Hello, Sylvia. Yes, that is what it means. Medicare will stop paying if you do not use a Medicare-approved provider. In 2013, Medicare made new rules regarding diabetic supplies and durable medical equipment, such as diabetic test strips, monitors, lancets, etc. Durable medical equipment is medically necessary equipment, such as wheelchairs, walkers, oxygen, hospital bed, which have been ordered by a Medicare-approved doctor or other healthcare providers for use at home. And this rule has confused America. If Medicare is your primary insurance, you use only original Medicare Parts A and B with a Medicare supplement. Medicare Advantage Part C plans have different rules. And you order your supplies from a local or mail order medical supplier, you must use suppliers who have been awarded a contract under the competitive bidding rule, or you will have to pay 100% out of your pocket. This process is for both local or mail order diabetic and medical supplies. Medicare has a listing of approved local or mail order medical suppliers. The list is available online at www.medicare.gov. If you are happy with your current diabetic monitor, test strips, and lancets, you will want to use a competitive bidding supplier that stocks your testing items. You will need to provide your new supplier with either a new prescription from your doctor or medical provider for your medical or diabetic supplies, or have your current prescription transferred to the Medicare accepted supplier. You need a new prescription from your doctor for your lancets and test strips every 12 months. This is important because if you do not receive a new prescription, you will pay 100% out of your own pocket. Many on Medicare are concerned about durable Medicare equipment, DME, that is sent to your house or that you use on a day-to-day basis, such as wheelchairs, walkers, oxygen, CPAP devices, at-home wound equipment, or any medical device you use at home. Medicare will only cover a durable medical equipment or at-home supplier in your area that has a competitive bidding status. You should also make sure that the pharmacy or medical supplier accepts assignment for Medicare-covered supplies. Assignment is an agreement between you, the person with Medicare, Medicare, and doctors, other health care suppliers or providers. If the pharmacy or supplier accepts assignment, Medicare will pay the pharmacy or supplier directly. You only pay your co-insurance amount when you get your supply from a pharmacy or supplier for assigned claims. Always ask your local or mail-order medical provider the following. Is your company a Medicare-approved diabetic or DME, durable medical equipment, provider? Also ask, does their company accept Medicare assignment? Original Medicare Part B will provide the medical or diabetic supplies, and you must pay the 20% copay or your Medicare supplement can pick up the 20% if you have one. Talk with your pharmacy or provider if you have questions, or call Tony Says Medicare hotline at 832-519-8664. Or email info@TonySays.com with your Medicare questions. Tony King is author of The Medicare Survival Guide Advanced Edition, and it's on sale at www.tonysays.com. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. H2O versus H3O water benefits. Dear Dr. Roach, my 92-year-old friend is a big believer and proponent of H3O. He has tablets that he adds to regular water to make it into H3O. Is this really a thing? And does it rid the body of free radicals, as he claims? He is very fit for his age, so I listen when he comes up with stuff like this. I hope to age as successfully as he has done. Answer. All liquid water has a small number of ions, since a tiny proportion of the present water molecules spontaneously break up to make H plus ions, protons, and OH negative, hydroxyl ions. Each are present in neutral water at a proportion of 1 in 10 million. That extra hydrogen ion will form a temporary, tiny fractions of seconds, bond with regular water, forming H3O plus, or hydronium. Adding more acid to water will create more H3O plus, although still at very, very small concentrations. The pH is a way of quantifying the amount of acid in water. This is just the chemistry of water. Nothing will make H3O plus last longer. There are no health benefits associated with water that is slightly more acidic or more alkaline. I'm afraid your friend, however healthy, has fallen victim to a hoax, similar to others like gel water, hexagonal water, and H3O2.
This is the Dear Abby column. X asks woman if she's available for cuddling. Dear Abby, I have been separated from my husband for a year and a half. The divorce became final 5 months ago. He had major mood swings and was nice 1 minute and hateful the next. We have 2 children together. I have a boyfriend I've been seeing for about a year. We are casual but monogamous. Suddenly, my ex is being really nice, telling me he loves me, and if I change, he'd want me to come back. He has a lot of changing to do as well, and he acknowledges that. Lately, he has been asking to come over to cuddle, he says, for some type of human contact. I doubt my boyfriend would agree this is a good idea. Sex is not on the table, and everyone knows that. What do you think? Signed, Moving On in Arkansas. Dear Moving, I think it's a terrible idea. It isn't your job to cuddle with your ex so he has human contact. Unless you actually plan to reconcile with him, do not buy what he's trying to sell. Tell him you will always want a cordial relationship with him for the sake of the children, but it's time he finds himself a girlfriend to cuddle with. Dear Abby, my wife and I enjoy wine and the tasting and selecting of fine vintages. We also enjoy learning more about and tasting fine spirits like single malt scotches and Kentucky bourbon. The challenge is, my wife pours whiskey like it's wine. She fills a glass halfway to the brim and drinks these spirits at the same pace she would drink wine. As you can imagine, she quickly becomes intoxicated. She seems unaware that her behavior changes when she's drinking large volumes of spirits. I don't think she's an alcoholic because she goes for weeks without drinking. But when she does, the amount of whiskey she imbibes makes her very drunk. There have been times at social events when I had to intervene because her behavior became erratic. This is new behavior, and I am concerned she is developing a dependence. What strategy can I take to discuss this with her? Signed, Whiskey's Not Wine in Oregon. Dear WNW, your wife appears to have gone from a connoisseur to a binge drinker. If you haven't pointed out that her behavior changes after she drinks large quantities of hard liquor, how many ounces do those glasses hold? You should. That you have had to intervene in social situations should be a clue to both of you that she can't handle the amount she's drinking. Because this is new behavior, it should be discussed with her doctor. It could be a symptom of a physical problem or even her age. Her doctor can explain how drinking large amounts of alcohol can damage her health, safety, and cognition, and recommend a path to follow. Please don't procrastinate, because this is serious. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.